Let's find out what author and radio host Stephen Lemon thinks. He joins us from Chicago. Well, here we have another example of proof that the insurgents, Stephen Lemon, were behind this chemical attack in Ghouta, and that Saudi Arabia was complicit in this. Of course, Prince Bandar quoting us saying that he provided the chemical weapons or a party linked to him. Why wouldn't this get the widespread coverage in Western media as other acts that they claim government was responsible for chemical attack in Ghouta?
Well, hi, Kevin. It's good to be on with you. Well, of course, the U.S. media, the reason I call them scoundrel media, they only publish what I call the big lies. So they publish one lie after another, wrongfully blaming Syria for crimes committed by these insurgents, the most extremist types, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, other extremist groups. And there's overwhelming evidence that these people have chemical weapons. They're supplied by Saudi Arabia. Prince Bandar is very, very much involved. He's head of Saudi intelligence. He's been doing these kinds of nefarious things for years. The insurgents were responsible for the Ghouta attack. Russia published information last March that the insurgents were responsible for a chemical weapons attack in an Aleppo suburb. It supplied the UN with this information, Akabe, and the UN buried it, didn't report it, and neither did the U.S. media.
But it's becoming more and more evident from other alternative media, if you want to call them that, such as I'd like to mention Russia Today, where there was a former Pentagon official, Michael Maloof, who had a paper in his hand saying the U.S. intelligence is aware that the insurgents have are in possession of the sarin and that this was supplied through Turkey. You know, this is becoming somewhat now out in the open for the general public's view. How can the U.S. then think that they can get away with it? In addition, as you said, the Russian government is providing the U.N. with a detailed report provided by Syria about the insurgents being complicit in this.
Well, on the one hand, Kevin, there's an old saying that if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it or sees it, I guess it didn't fall. But there's another wonderful saying that goes, what can't go on forever won't. And I agree that these America may get away with this for years after year after year after year, but at some point push comes to shove, and the day of reckoning will come when America no longer will be able to get away with this. There are wonderful things happening in terms of supplying people with real information. Press TV is in the forefront of doing it. Russia Today does a wonderful job. A Voice of Russia does the same thing, and other alternative media, including in America, where people are turning more to these sources for information and tuning out what I call the scoundrel media, and I write about this all the time. At some point, these people simply will not be looked to for information, and people will get it from credible sources, and then the tide of truth will no longer be able to be held back. There's no question that Syria has been invaded. Washington is very much responsible for this. They're using terror gangs to commit horrendous crimes against the Syrian people. It's important that this gets reported. It is being reported, and increasingly more and more people are finding out about it. I hope they'll do something about it, Kaveh.
Thank you very much. Stephen Lemon, author and radio host there from Chicago. Good to see you.